We're going to start off our first two sessions, though, get us warmed up, from Keith Martin, who will be doing a what's his usual, what's new session that kicks us off great every year, and then a federal energy panel discussion. Keith is a deal lawyer in the Washington office of Norton Rose Fulbright, who's helped to lead the project finance group at the firm for more than 20 years. They did $191 billion in project financing and closed 448 significant transactions in the last 4 years. He's named as in the Chamber's directory as its sole star ranking against, for U.S. renewable energy lawyers. He's also lobbies the U.S. Treasury and Congress, and he has been an aide to Senator Patrick Moynihan and Senator Henry M. Jackson before moving into private practice. And he's also edited the widely distributed Project Finance Newswire for the last 20 years, so I'll turn it over to him. Please welcome Keith Martin.
Thank you very much. I'm told I'm restricted from walking around the audience, which is what I usually do, because we have to have the camera for people who are watching this on Zoom. So let's see, I think the slides are up. I hope. I'm going to ask for Madison's help up here. That's the right one? Okay. Let's make sure the slides are up on the screen, though. Okay. So we've been reading in the press about all the confidential documents that are showing up at the Trump Mar-a-Lago estate and also the Biden garage, and now most recently perhaps in Pence's house. Nobody stops to wonder what happens to those documents if they actually are turned in as required to the National Archives. The federal government is notoriously backwards on its computers. So this is the scene at the National Archives. Let me run through a bunch of developments that affect our market. If you have questions as we go along, I'm happy to take them from the floor. I'll just repeat them so that the audience can hear them that's watching on Zoom. But you also heard from April the other ways to submit questions. So first, the Inflation Reduction Act is a gold mine of opportunity. It's a massive tailwind behind the sales of all of us in this room. We're about 24 weeks into the bill now since it was signed by President Biden on August 16th, and people are still digging for these opportunities. Let me run through some of the things that people are finding in it. There are two things, though, that it's important to remember about the Inflation Reduction Act. One is that it will fund a large, and I mean large, share of the cost of renewable energy projects. We're talking as much as 70% of the cost for developers and also manufacturers of wind, solar, and storage equipment, and a long list of critical minerals will get cash payments from the federal government for producing these sorts of components. Here's how the math works for developers. There's a 30% base tax credit. There's another adder of another 10% potentially if you use enough domestic content. There's another adder of potentially 10% if the project is in an area that is transitioning or has been transitioning at any time since 2009 from coal, oil, or gas employment. And then there's another adder of 10 or 20% if you're in a low-income area on an Indian reservation or the project helps low-income people. The tax credits for developers will start phasing out again. This is the second thing that it's important to remember about the Inflation Reduction Act. First thing is the government will pay a large share of the cost. Second thing is it will do so for a long time. These tax credits will start phasing out again 2 years after the greenhouse gas emissions from the U.S. power sector are reduced by at least 75%. And they can't start phasing out before 2034. The Department of Energy's most recent forecast is we will reduce greenhouse gas emissions in that sector by 40%, not 75, by 40% by the end of this decade. So we're talking perhaps into the 2040s with this runway. That's a long, that's a lot of wind in the sails. Here's how the math works for solar manufacturers. They get, from the federal government, tax credits that are converted into cash for the first 5 years.